rolling with Stevie today. Staying funky, you know. That's why we got to do it. This song's title is Higher Ground. Supac and Evolution Financial trying to get you to higher ground financially in your life, to reach those areas so you are stress-free, worry-free, happier, not worrying about money, right, Sue? Because it's no fun to worry about money.
No, it's no fun at all.
You want to, I mean, if you're in a good spot or you make the right decisions and plans and work with good people to help you get there, you know, just think how much more time you can spend on things you really want to do in life and enjoying life, you know, and then a lot of those individuals that frees up time for you to give back and reinvest with some of your time, some of your energy, some of your talents, and sometimes some of your dollars, which is also part of, I know, Sue, you help people with all facets of their lives and their financial planning.
Absolutely. Lots of good conversations. And along the lines of just wanting to go out and have that stress-free life, I mean, a conversation that I recently had with a client was they were just saying that they wanted to make sure that they could go on vacations without stressing about it because they've always stressed about it. And I said, that's the part of the point of putting it in the plan. Because when you question whether or not you can go on vacation, you think, wait, it's in our plan. We've already decided that we need to do this. And it helps remove that stress from the actual act of going on vacation. So things like this are important.
Yeah, I think we've all been on vacations, right? Where you're tracking the money you're spending. You're like, oh, wait, no, I can't eat out this time. Or, no, we got to head over to this place. Or, oh, no, we're not going to do that experience because that wasn't, you know, it might cost too much. But if you kind of plan the stuff out and you budget and you know what it is, you can be more free.
Exactly. And you can have those experiences that you really wanted to have.
Swim with dolphins,
right? That's what you want to do.
Absolutely. Okay. Sue, I know, you know, the other part here, there's a lot happening in the world. I know you had a couple of topics there, and it's not all sunshine and rainbows. We're trying to get people in good spots. We're talking about positive things you can do. There are some challenges right now happening in our world. One of those things you want to talk about is inflation. It's becoming a real challenge in a lot of areas across the board. How is that impacting things right now from your perspective?
Absolutely. So inflation just keeps going up. I think the last time we talked, we were at about 7.5%. Now it's at about 7.9%, if not higher at this point, just because it just keeps going up. There are a lot of conversations around how long this is going to stick around. One of the things that is going to help determine that is going to happen in this coming week when Jerome Powell works and figures out whether or not we should increase interest rates and at what amount we should increase interest rates. The thing that he's dealing with right now is, you know, you increase interest rates in order to help inflation go down. But at the same time, if the economy starts to slow down because of all of these world political events that we're dealing with, then you don't actually want to increase the interest rates. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens this week. But they really are saying that inflation is probably going to stick around for another year, maybe more, which does make things tight. You know, there's a lot of things that are increasing in prices right now. We've got food, we've got gas, we've got fuel to heat your house, which matters on a day like this where the weather just decided to kick us one more time before it gets warm again. So there are a lot of things that are just hitting you in the pocketbook, and it's really tough to plan as you move forward. And it's really tough for those people who are just paycheck to paycheck because paychecks right now are not keeping up with the level of inflation. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward. It'll be interesting to see how quickly we can all work together to start to move inflation down. But it certainly is a good time to take a step back and, again, take a look at your budget, take a look at your spending plan, and make sure that you have a little bit of a buffer in place should prices start to go up.
I don't want you to give too much away, free advice here on the radio, but, you know, for people right now, then what are some of the things that you would advise doing in a situation like this?
You know, it really is honestly taking a look at your spending patterns. And a lot of the things that people are noticing is, you know, all of these goods that we've been buying online, they keep going up. Well, you know, now might be a good chance to take a look at that and say, should I be dialing back on some of my extra purchases? Should I be, if possible, because obviously there are many places where that's simply not possible. But is it a good time to maybe dial things back a little bit and say, hey, what are my needs? you know, what do I really need to buy, and what is kind of a want that I can put off for a little bit to give myself a little bit of buffer in the bank as I move forward.
Another thing on the world stage that's impacting everyone is the war in Ukraine. And so tell us a little bit about how that has impacted things.
Yeah. I mean, first off, we have to talk about the actual conflict and how many people are just hurting out there. Yeah. And I have definitely, it's been difficult to see the images. It's been difficult to read. I am in a position where I need to pay attention to the news, and I can't step back from it. And that makes things difficult, to have to pay attention to it. But there's just so much pain. And as far as the economy goes and as far as finances go, this is also adding to the idea of inflation. We only get about 2%, a little bit more than 2% of our oil from Russia, but it's still going to make a difference when it comes to prices. One of the things that I'm also keeping an eye on is the fact that Ukraine, they are not able to get out and plant fields right now. They are not able to get out and work. And Ukraine is where a lot of the grain comes from. It's called the world's breadbasket. And so there are a lot of people who could have a tough time finding food if this conflict continues. And we're talking about things that might be affected into 2023, even if the conflict ends soon, because fields themselves have been damaged. So we're looking at a situation where supply chains are again being affected by all of this. Food prices are going to be affected by all of this. Fuel prices are going to be affected by all of this. And then there's the livelihood and the lives of all of these people. So there's a lot going on when it comes to Ukraine.
Yeah, it's really difficult. Like you said, I mean, it's as a person, just a human on this planet, it's taxing to think about what's happening. And we're not, you know, we have so much empathy for what's happening, and you know, but there's limited amount we can do on our end. But staying, staying engaged, voicing your thoughts and your opinions, and hoping people make the right decisions in the areas they are, the political leaders and whatnot. And the resolve, we're banking on the resolve as well of the Ukrainian people and their government.
Absolutely. It's such a tough place. When you're fighting against, something that might not make very much sense. And so you just look at the strength of the people that are over there, and the strength that even the people who are trying to get away, I mean, those people are incredibly strong as well. But there's a lot of sadness in that portion of the world right now, and it's affecting everybody.
So as we turn it back more locally and to what's happening here and with your business, Evolution Financial, again, is one of the things that I love about Sue is, she's a wonderful local business owner, but she's a community and world member first, and a person who has heart and operates her business from a place of heart and service. So I think that's always a key point to recognize about you, Sue, that's different than probably a lot of folks out there. But you've met some good ones, right? You've collaborated with some different financial planners, people in the financial planning industry, at some conferences. Anything there that you're excited about later this year that you get to go do?
I do get to go to a conference later on this year. I will be going out to Denver in October of this year for the XY Planning Network conference. And the XY Planning Network is made up of just some of the best people on earth. It's funny, I talk about the UW marching band people as being some of the best people on earth, and apparently XY Planning Network are also some of the best people on earth. But they're just wonderful people who all plan with big hearts. And so one of the things that I say to anybody who reaches out to me that might not be a good fit for me, for the two of us to work together, I do encourage people to go to the XY Planning Network and see if you can find a good fit out there, because there's a lot of planners out there who plan with a heart.
That's great to be that resource too, for people as well, and connect them to, you know, individuals you think might be able to serve their needs and be a good fit for them. That's fantastic. Oh, there is one other thing, Sue, that's coming up. We're going to plug this in future shows, of course, and we'll talk more about it next month as we get closer. But Sue has agreed to be One of the panelists involved in the first ever Dame by Local Leadership Conference coming up on May 24th. A whole bunch of information coming out about that soon. But Sue, we're glad to have you on the panel and hear your perspective.
I'm really excited about it. This is going to be a lot of fun to learn from the other leaders on the panel and the other leaders who are in the audience.
That event is going to be May 24th. It's going to take place at Holy Wisdom Monastery in Middleton. And it's going to feature some really interesting talks that will benefit business owners, but also community members looking to grow as leaders. And here's some inspirational stories and success stories from some business owners locally that have already achieved some of those things and living their best life and living their values in their business, which Sue is a part of. Sue Peck, Evolution Financial, founder, owner, sponsor of the show, wonderful human being. Check her out at evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Jason.
You all have a great week and the rest of it. Again, Outside the Pizza Box is coming up top of the hour. Thanks for joining us on Let's Get Local. Again, check out Sue at evolutionfinplan.com, Rose at easyop.com, and of course, danebylocal.com for more information.